Also in Europe, it's being called the New Cod War. That was a fishing spat between Britain and Iceland decades ago that spiraled into a naval standoff. Now the trouble is over mackerel. These fish are quite plentiful in the far northern waters this year, and fishermen from Iceland are scooping them up while their counterparts in European Union countries are bound by quotas. Now EU countries are calling for tough measures against Iceland. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Ireland, Scotland, and Norway are seething, not just because Iceland is benefiting from the mega mackerel migration. The Icelandic government also walked out of talks that set agreed limits among northern European fishing nations, saying the EU was trying to enforce an unfairly low quota. Then Reykjavik announced it would collect 130,000 tons of mackerel this year instead of the usual 2,000, despite conservationist warnings that would strain sustainability.
It's scandalous, absolutely outrageous.
Scottish member of the European Parliament Struan Stevenson represents many a fisherman and is vice president of the Parliament's Fisheries Committee. He says he won't allow what he calls a modern-day Viking plundering of the resources shared by the entire EU.
Icelanders seem to now want to raid and pillage our fish stocks. The combined population of Iceland and the Faroe Islands, 370,000 people, and yet they're going to catch more mackerel than the 500 million people who live in the EU.
Stevenson is demanding the EU block its ports to Icelandic catches, and that view is gaining support with EU officials. Iceland's government is in line to join the bloc, but with the mackerel matter being given heavier weight, its progress may just hit a snag. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.